obvious to me. Beautiful. And I was just like, whoa, okay, like, I don't want to live my entire life in fucking chaos. It's kind of exhausting sometimes.
Yes, it is.
So yeah, and then I was like, okay, like, let's just take a minute here and reflect on that. And it doesn't come, I find it never comes like right in the moment, just like that. It's a couple days go by and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to just try and hold on to this feeling of like the calm.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and hold the calm and just see like what that looks like and how that feels and like how long I can have that go on for.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was just like last week, and now we're just like holding the calm and just trying to sit in that.
I love that. I have had similar experiences, but I like to call them like divine interventions.
Hi, I'm Casey.
Hey, it's Chelsea.
Thanks for tuning in to Sex and Medicine, the podcast.
This is where we have raw, open, honest conversations about our real life experiences, lessons, and fuck-ups.
Nothing is left off the table. We discuss topics on spirituality, sexuality, medicine, and everything in between.
Let's roll.
So I've been working on stretching, like doing a lot of hip openers recently because I know I've got a lot of stuff like stored in my hips. So yeah, I've been just working on releasing and stretching, and I knew that there was something there that needed to come up. I'm just kind of like waiting for it and like letting it come up on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like on my way to the grocery store, stopped at a light, and I looked over and I saw like the sun was setting, and I was like, oh, it's so pretty. And I just like started to cry just like that. And I was like, oh, okay, like here it is. Here's this, like, I've learned enough to be able to like recognize when the emotion starts to come up. So I take a right at the intersection, head out onto like the highway outside of Winnipeg. And just like, as soon as I started driving, just like fucking bawling, just like all this stuff starts to come up, and it felt so good to like finally be able to like release it. And what I noticed when this was like a 40 minute process of me just like crying and like also screaming a couple times in my car and just like letting everything come out. What's nice about doing this in my car too is like nobody could hear you, nobody's around, like you can just, whatever wants to be said or whatever like sound want to come out, you can just like,
I can't even tell you how many times I've used my car as
love it.
Emotional release office.
Yeah, totally. And what I noticed was coming up during this like release was just like anger at life. And this is, you know, this is, I'm 29 now, so this is probably like a lifetime of just like anger, especially coming from like an inner child place, and just like, you know, why me? Why have I been treated like this? Why, you know, the hand I've been dealt, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason this has been so bottled up, and I think this is relatable for a lot of people, especially like in our generation and the generations before us, is like, don't throw yourself a pity party. Like, you have a roof over your head, you have food in the fridge, stop complaining. You know, you should be grateful for what you have. And at the same time, it's like, of course I'm like grateful for the life I have. And of course I'm grateful that, you know, I have a home, but there's still that aspect, especially when you're a child, of being angry and like, and not being able to feel that anger because you're told like, you should be grateful, like don't complain. So that was, for me, it was like 29 years of just like anger that I've been holding in my hips, so that finally just like boom, just like came out, which is really amazing. And then I always find that after I go through these emotional releases, I go through like an unlayering process. It's almost like it takes away the cloudiness of the anger that was in your system and like the emotion and stuff, and it gives you a clearer vision of other things that are going on. Suddenly you have like recognition of patterns, and you have like awarenesses and stuff, and you're like, oh shit, like I didn't even know I was doing that, but here we are. So one thing that I noticed after is like I was feeling really good, really like calm, grounded, stable, like after this release, I felt really good. And there was an aspect of me that I recognized that was like searching for intensity, searching for chaos, searching for like turmoil. And I literally thought to myself, like the words popped into my head, and because I felt so safe and so calm, and I was like, this is boring, right? Because we're in, when we grow up in kind of like tumultuous like household, and life is very chaotic, we keep ourselves in that process because it's, one, it's familiar, and we just like keep looking for the chaos, and we're looking for the next high, and we're looking for the intensity. So one thing that I noticed, like when I had this awareness, and this is where like integration becomes really key. You have to make the conscious decision to choose something differently. So if I were to fall back into that pattern, it would be like, oh, I would go and search for that intensity, and I would like go do something that would like, you know, create a little bit of chaos in my life. So like my nervous system gets that hit almost, and it gives you that familiar feeling back. And this is, yeah, like I said, this is where integration is so key, and like you have to choose something differently. So instead of like searching for that chaos and searching for the intensity, sinking more into the safety and the stability and like the calm, and just like familiarizing yourself with that feeling in your body and like and your nervous system. And it feels really uncomfortable at first. Like when you have a pattern that you've been operating in for 30 years, 40 years, however long it's been, and then you do something different, you're like, this feels weird. Mm-hmm. Like, this feels uncomfortable. It doesn't feel like right, quote unquote right, even though it is. It's safe and it's stable. It just feels like really weird to kind of begin with until you familiarize yourself with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Anytime that, you know, you are trying to do a pattern disrupt or make change in your life, or basically just do something new, mm-hmm. it sets off so many alarm bells, because there's a part of us that is always sensing for safety, right? Mm-hmm. Like we can call this the ego, we can call this so many different things, but we'll just call it this part of us that's sensing for safety. And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that part of us that keeps us safe. It's mm-hmm. that part of us that keeps us, you know, in line, if you will, yeah. with society and all these other things. And when we start to do something new, it sets off that alarm bell, but it's like, holy fuck, like this isn't normal, like something's happening, what's this? But what's also fascinating, like you can kind of transfer this into anytime like you try to develop a new habit, like for example, the gym. Mm-hmm. If you go to the gym, you have a new routine, there is like this space when you're about to like really solidify the habit as like a new habit, mm-hmm. where you're just like, oh, like, I don't want to do this. Like, oh, like, there's resistance that comes up, and it feels fucking weird. It feels crunchy. But that is, like, literally the cue. Like, this is what because I've also been doing this for so long. When those parts of me, I get excited. Mm. Like, I literally get fucking, it's like, holy shit, like, something's happening. Yeah, something's moving. Something's about to develop. Like, what part of me is dying right now?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Continue your story. I love it.
Yeah, no, so I have really, and this was only in the past, like, 2 weeks. So, in the past, over the weekend and, like, last week, I really have made sure to hold on to that feeling of, like, groundedness and just like stability and just doing things that are really nourishing in that way, to familiarize my body with it and like create new habits and create mm-hmm. essentially a new life or a new way of being in life and the way you move through it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's beautiful. Like, did you just intuitively pick that up? Like, I want to talk about this, but I'm just curious.
Like when I kind of had the pattern recognition.
No, this part of you wanting to attune more to like safety and stability and like, where did that come from?
I don't even know, to be
okay,
honest.
Okay, so it was
you.
Intuitive.
Yeah, it must have been some sort of intuitiveness, because like I mentioned, I was feeling so grounded and so good and so stable. And then suddenly like this part of me just became so prominent, and like I could see it clearly for the first time. This part of me that for my entire life has been, and I've had a very fucking chaotic life, yeah. just like up and down roller coaster. But that part of me that has just been always liked it, right? Mm-hmm. Just liked the chaos, and you liked the ups and the downs and stuff like that. And then in this moment, it just became so obvious to me. Beautiful. And I was just like, whoa, okay, like, I don't want to live my entire life in fucking chaos. It's kind of exhausting sometimes.
Yes, it is.
So yeah, and then I was like, okay, like, let's just take a minute here and reflect on that. And it doesn't come, I find it never comes like right in the moment just like that. It's a couple days go by and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to just try and hold on to this feeling of like the calm.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and hold the calm and just see like what that looks like and how that feels and like how long I can have that go on for.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was just like last week, and now we're just like holding the calm and just trying to sit in that.
I love that. I have had similar experiences, but I like to call them like divine interventions.
Mm-hmm.
Like I truly believe those little intuitive hits come from like a greater intelligence.
Yeah.
And yes, there is a layer of it that's inside of us, but I also feel like there's assistance and support around us.
Yeah.
So I've had many situations like that happen before, where like for, I know like our previous episode, I was just sharing about, how I just had this like realization of how reactive I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck, like, I don't want to be like this.
Yeah.
And to me, that was a little micro dose of a divine intervention.
Yeah.
As I'm just hearing from you too, which is just really, really fucking beautiful. So thank you for sharing all of that. What I love that you're sharing is just this piece about being angry at life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who hasn't felt that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who has? And I know it still definitely is a thought that lives in me.
Yeah.
And from the amount of nervous system work that I've personally done and just the layers of unraveling just somatically into my body, I've felt the truth of where that kind of like resonates.
Mm-hmm.
With, and a big piece of that is being angry with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that form, and specifically the masculine.
Yeah.
If you want to go really, really esoteric.
Mm-hmm.
But really, like, life, like, think about life is like our environment.
Mm-hmm.
Life is like everything that's coming into us and like through us. And I was like, oh fuck, like, I am kind of angry at God, like, but I've had those sensations, and it's deep.
Yeah.
Like, that one is really, really fucking deep. Like, if you start tuning into that relationship with God, like, you start realizing, like, what kind of programming do I have with religion?
Mm.
What kind of programming do I have with authority? What kind of programming do I have with being in, like, a community and, like, that has a government, that has...
Mm.
The masculine in my life, like, it's just so deeply embedded into our bodies, not only like this lifetime,
mm-hmm.
but our mothers and like our lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look on TV, we're just like, all the fucking things that are happening right now, like, why is all this fucking happening, God? And it's fair for us to have those feelings and
yeah.
those sensations and those thoughts. Not even just from childhood, because that is obviously where it stems from.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I say more like the masculine, kind of like this like father archetype, is because you can think about it like go far back into like your mother's belly when they're in the womb. You know, like the mom is, if you, like, everyone, I just invite people that are listening to like even just close your eyes and to try and visualize this. If you're inside of the womb, you're a fetus. The things that are kind of getting fed into you from your mother, it's like nature, like, because our nature, like vegetables and plants, like that stuff's feeding us, and so is our mother, like her system is feeding
mm-hmm.
us, like that is how we are living and surviving. So that's like the great mother, right? That's why we have all these archetypes, why indigenous cultures say earth is the great mother, because it literally is in our psyche,
mm-hmm.
like our consciousness, like that's how we relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
And for the father, you can imagine, again, you're in the womb and you hear this like masculine voice kind of booming in, and like there's still like, in a healthy way, when it's healthy, you can feel the protection from
mm.
that father figure protecting the mother in that archetypal dance. When it's not healthy, if the father's absent, you can feel that relationship from the mother and just externally, because again, where everything's energetic and intertwining, right? So like at a fetus, like from the moment that we become a soul, we are developing this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're birthed into the world, it becomes more real, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But and as we grow, like, we're getting all this information. So yeah, like this angry at life, it transfers to just so many more relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking deep, is essentially what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a big one. So it's valid is also what I'm trying to say, is
yeah.
those feelings and sensations. And I feel like, you know, as young kids, we may, like a lot of people, for me anyways, I know that I was not allowed to express
yeah.
those feelings of anger. I
mm-hmm.
was told that I was bad or I was wrong, or I would literally just get fucking shunned into my room and
mm-hmm.
condemned and not allowed to speak to anyone, everything taken out of my room. If I wanted to, you know, say that this is wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think, yeah, for me, that was a big one too, is like,
like I kind of mentioned earlier, it's like you should be grateful. Like that's what I was told, right? Every time you, you know, you have an emotion or you're like, well, I don't like this. Or,
yeah.
You should be grateful.
I've been told that too.
And,
yeah.
And you'll see this a lot, like the spiritual community too, like
mm-hmm.
gratitude. And it's like, yeah, of course you want to have like gratitude for the things we have and stuff. But there's also that aspect that you want to acknowledge that like, yeah, I'm fucking angry about like a lot of the shit that's happened or a lot of the shit that's going on in the world. And it's like, it's okay to have both. It doesn't have to be like one or the other.
Yeah.
I've grappled with too, like on my journey is like, oh, I have anger. That's bad. Oh, I'm sad. That's bad. I shouldn't feel
exactly.
sad. Oh, I have grief. That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we just like, I should only ever feel happiness and gratitude and love and light and like all these like
yeah.
all the good ones, right?
The light feathery
yeah.
emotions. Density is not allowed.
Yeah.
Realness, rawness, primal is not allowed.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that I have, I feel like embraced so much of in my journey is like when I feel the emotion or I feel the anger, I'm like, all right, let's fucking go. Like I want to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to like process it and then release it. And I think like a muscle, like you said, you get better at it as time goes on and you feel anger and then you're like, okay, I'm going to sit with this. And then you just like, you let it go and you're like, all right, now I feel good. And now we can move on. I allowed myself to feel to the fullest extent. And now I'm good and we can like step forward in life now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think this all like, it really does highlight the fact that our emotions are not bad
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's okay to not only feel, but it's okay to just sit in it.
Yeah. Just be a human. Just be a
yeah.
human.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's what a lot of people are craving too, because it just becomes so fucking fake.
Mm, yeah.
You know, like, and when I look online, which I've stopped doing, and I've unfollowed a lot of people online
yep.
because it just becomes so fucking filtered, where, you know, people are consistently painting this facade that everything is like beautiful, everything is okay. When the pandemic is on,
yeah.
when war is happening right now, when there's just so much fucking real, raw pain and suffering that has happened.
Yeah.
And I think there is also another layer of like, not only people having this deep-seated unconscious belief that it's like emotions are bad and wrong, and they are also uncomfortable, and so there is a layer of pleasure seeking that
mm-hmm.
is also very real.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel that there's another layer of that when we're in a really deep and hard emotion, there's a fear that you'll never get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know I feel that a lot, like especially when it's like a deep one, like an abandonment wound, for
mm-hmm.
example,
mm-hmm.
or feeling into a breakup that just fucking feels like it's just never healing. When you're in it, you're in it.
Yeah.
Like you're fucking in it. There's no like inclination of when it's gonna end or if it will end. And
yeah.
that's fucking scary.
Yeah.
I know I've been there in many places, but I've now, again, just because it like we keep saying, it is a fucking muscle. You know, you gotta put in the reps.
Yeah.
When you put in those
yeah.
reps, there's a maturity that happens. There's
yeah.
more trust in yourself to go there. You develop more capacity as well to actually feel
yeah.
like the bigger emotions. Not only the density, but I just want to share with people here as well that the way we feel, it's a spectrum. So there's either pain and there's pleasure. And the pain that you avoid is actually squelching the pleasure that you can
mm.
feel too. So when you allow yourself to feel what's real, and if there is like deep abandonment, or if there is like this all-consuming rage towards God and religion and life and what's happening in this world, if you don't allow yourself to actually be there with it
mm-hmm.
and feel it to its end, as fucking hard as it is, don't get me, I've been on my knees fucking like just full heaving and like spitting and just like
ugly crying,
like I can't even breathe.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
it's not pretty. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
It's fucking painful. But I tell you, and I do this in a lot of my workshops too, and my one-to-one stuff, like when you allow yourself to be with what is true, what is fucking real, on the other side of that is just so much fucking bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Like your eros, the creativity, the inspiration, the fucking revelations
the
that you have.
The empowerment.
Yeah, because
sure.
all of that is your channels now
mm-hmm.
just fucking true.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even about the releasing. Like, I think there's, like, when we get caught up in the releasing, there ends up being escaping on the other side of it. So there is, like, there's a balance in that. There's literally, like, again, this is a muscle. It's, like, a bit of maturity you develop in time in your channel. But, like, there comes a point, like, okay, yeah, this is just where I'm supposed to be right now.
Yeah.
And just being with that. And then, I do see this also online with a lot of people, like, oh, you're angry, okay, let's fucking release that.
Yeah,
and it becomes, like, this huge, like, aggression to, like, get out.
Yeah.
To get out. And it still is a form of escapism. Even though you're feeling it, the relationship to it gets so fucking distorted.
It's, like, constantly trying to fix yourself, like,
yeah,
over and over. And I see this in the medicine world, too, right?
People, exactly.
Ceremony after ceremony after ceremony, instead of just, like, you know, going through your process and then taking a step back and just being like, okay, like, this is where I'm at right now, and things are good, and we're going to give that, like, space to unfold as it may.
Yes.
And, you know, I've served medicine, but I'll be one of the first people to say, like, you don't always have to go there.
Exactly.
Like, this release I just had was done strictly through just, like, stretching.
Yeah, you're mentioning how it unfolded, and
it seemed
very fluid.
Yeah, and again, like, divine intervention, I really believe that because I didn't force it, I just was gently stretching, I wasn't, like, hurting myself, and allowing it to come up whenever and however it may, and it happened to just come up in the exact perfect moment,
mm-hmm,
while I'm in my car for me to fully be able to, like, feel it and release it, without being like, oh my god, like, my neighbors are gonna hear,
mm-hmm,
me, oh my god, I have to go cry, like, hide in a closet and cry. And I think when we allow those processes to unfold organically, the impact is bigger.
Yes.
Instead of, like, forcing it to, like, oh, this is in me and I gotta get it out right now. Yeah, so just, like, allowing something to unfold naturally in the way that it will, it becomes more effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I, like, 100% agree. Because I feel like when we do that forcing, it ends up doing more harm than good.
Oh, yeah. And you get into situations that you shouldn't be in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And especially in a medicine space, like,
yeah,
probably a really, really bad trip.
Yeah.
It's like when you should pizza, but you french fry. Not gonna have a good time.
Or even, like, getting into situations with people that you shouldn't be sitting with.
True.
You know what I mean?
Oh my,
like,
god, yeah.
This
totally.
Is huge in the medicine world, where it's like someone feels like, I have to do the,
mm-hmm,
psychedelic. I have to do this before your time is, or before, you know, you're really ready. And then you force it and you end up just sitting with, like, someone you just found online or whatever, and it turns out to be a really bad experience.
Yeah. It also sounds like fucking, you know, forcing yourself before you're ready out of a breakup and,
yeah,
you go into the club and you just want to get under.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or swiping on Tinder and you just look at
yeah,
that one, and it ends up just being just fucking toxic as fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
And just so fucking painful, and your heart just isn't ready, so,
mm-hmm,
your body isn't open and willing either.
Yeah.
What I just would love for people to take away from this, if there is anything for them to take away from this, is just understanding that your body is always going to present you exactly what you can handle,
mm-hmm,
and what is meant to, you know, what is time to be released.
Yeah.
Like, for me, my experience, the body has been such a fucking beautiful, loving, compassionate guide for my next steps in life,
mm-hmm,
especially when it comes to healing.
Yeah.
Like, my body has always bloomed when I've given it the space to,
mm-hmm,
and which would have been either, like, discomfort and of, like, in my heart, I'm like, oh, okay, now, you know, I'm, like, feeling a little tender, okay, let me just be here in a moment,
mm-hmm,
and it sounds very similar to you, and you felt that anger moving,
mm-hmm,
through your body, and you gave it the space. So I just find this so powerful for people to have a deeper relationship with their bodies.
Yeah.
Totally. And also understanding that the deeper layers of anger aren't always just fucking anger. Like, anger is a top level emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath that is always fucking grief.
Mm-hmm.
Anger is a protection mechanism. It's,
yeah,
defensive. It's run, fight, flee, right? So underneath that, there's always something more deeper rooted. And also understanding that our relationship to God, to life, to universe is so fucking layered.
Mm.
It is so fucking layered and can really take us far when we really want to, like, be with that.
Yeah. And I think it's important, too, to not have an attachment to how you get that release either.
Yes.
Like if I'm a Cambo practitioner, does that mean that everything that I, all my healing has to be done through Cambo? No, of course not. Like, you can get so much healing from so many different things and so many different places if you just like kind of open yourself up to it and like allow it into your life.
Beautiful.
That was fun. Thanks for tuning in, lovers. Remember, this podcast is for entertainment and education purposes only. Please contact your healthcare provider and local law before pursuing any of the products or medicine discussed. Final note, we make this show specifically for you. If you're loving it, be sure to leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify to let us know. Happy to be here and happy to serve. We'll see you next time on Sex and Medicine.